What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. On today's episode, I want to talk about the reason why you need to record everything you say for the rest of your life, at least most of the time.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
What's up, everybody? Okay, so as you know, I am neck deep in this process where I am going deep into the archives of a whole bunch of things. Like, we bought Dan Kennedy's company, and I have this hard drive with like everything that Dan Kennedy's ever said, every video, every audio, every thing he's written, like... It's insane. 99% of no one's ever seen before, and I'm finding these gems and these things, and I'm pulling them out, and then we're republishing, we're using them as lead magnets, we're using them as podcast episodes, we're using them as just all sorts of stuff, right? I'm having the time of my life. If you've been listening to my episodes lately, I'm also in this thing where I'm going and I'm buying all these old personal development books and old business books, and I'm, you know, things that are in the public domain, which I'll probably do an episode more on what public domain is, but basically they're things that the copyright's expired. So I can take these things and I can republish them. So like Napoleon Hill, for example, I'm trying to piece together everything that he's ever said, like every article he wrote. I'm finding all the old magazines, the newsletters and all the things. I'm finding his old magazines. I'm finding old books and courses and times he spoke and just everything I can find. I'm gathering all this stuff because I'm able to take all of these things that are in the public domain, the copyright's expired, and I can use them again for lead magnets and for things like that. And it's been interesting as I've been going deep into, you know, these different things, all of Dan Kennedy's stuff and also Napoleon Hill's and a bunch of other people I'm researching and finding. I'm finding all this stuff, and it reminded me of an experience that happened to me about 20 years ago. I was at my very first internet marketing seminar ever. It was Armin Morin's big seminar. And at the seminar, he had a speaker named John Childers, and John was actually one of the guys I first learned public speaking from. And I don't remember everything John said that day, but I do remember one thing. He said, every time you talk, make sure you record it. He said, because you can use those things for bonuses and for lead magnets, for upsells, for all sorts of stuff. And at first I was like, why would I record myself? Like, no one, who cares what I'm saying, right? But I am very coachable, and so I said, okay, well, he told me to record myself, so I'm going to start doing it. And so I started recording all the things I do. I have conversations with cool people, and I would record them. In fact, back in the day, it was hard. Like, I remember going to Radio Shack, and I bought this old cassette player, and then in the cassette player, you had to hook it to your phone that was hardwired into the thing, and all these kind of things. And then you could call someone, you click record on the thing, and it would record the actual phone call. In fact, I wonder if I could find it. I remember Mark Joyner, who's my very first mentor ever. I had a call with him, and I remember recording it. He said something about like that's a $10 million a year idea, and I was like, what? And I remember on the tape I wrote $10 million idea, and it was on this cassette tape, and it was this call I had with Mark way back in the day. And now I'm wondering where in the world that could be. I want to find that. Anyway, I digress. So I started recording everything. So I had this thing hooked to my tape player, and I'd click record every time I would call somebody, every time I do an interview, every time I do everything. I was recording all these things. And I have tons of them, and it's interesting. Anyway, I'll come back to that. But then I started doing my first courses, and I recorded those. In fact, my very first course ever was called Public Domain How To, which is when I was first learning about public domain stuff way back 20 years ago. Which is fascinating now that, anyway, you guys will see over the next 12 to 18 months of my life how much I'm doing inside the public domain. It's exciting. But I started that journey 20 years ago, and I first learned about it, and I was doing all sorts of things. And my first course I ever did was teaching people the process of finding public domain works, how to create derivative works, like a whole bunch of really cool stuff back in the day, right? And so that course I recorded on my tape player from Radio Shack, and it was like, anyway, it was so crazy. And then I started interviewing people. I interviewed Vince James, who was the guy who made $100 million selling supplements through direct mail, and I recorded that on my little Radio Shack recorder. And then later, teleseminar lines came out. I started recording teleseminars, and then eventually it was webinars, and then I speak at events, and like I would just record all these different things, right? And it's interesting, like as I've been going down this path with Dan stuff and with Napoleon Hill, and I'm trying to find these pieces, I started realizing like I have tons of stuff like tons of stuff in my archives that someday, hopefully when I die, there'll be some dude like me in the 200 years from now who's gonna be like, I wanna find all Russell's stuff and republish it and sell it. So I was like, I'm gonna make it easy for that person. So I started going through all my old archives, and my brother, who's been filming me, man, for probably almost 15 years now, maybe longer, I'm like, Scott, where's this and where's this? And he's like finding all these old videos and these like the very first event I ever did ever. And then just, you know, different places I spoke at, and we're trying to find all of the archives of this stuff. And then we're putting them together. And when I'm doing this, I'm like, you know, some stuff's not relevant anymore. Some things are timeless, and, you know, there's just all these amazing things. And so what I'm doing now is I'm creating one pagers. And some of you guys remember one pager. One pagers, man, one of my favorite tools. If you go to onepager.io, it's this tool, you can create one pagers. Think of a one pager like a lead magnet or a course or something that's, it's all built in the software that creates it all on one page. So I'm doing it now, so I'm creating a one pager off of each of these old things I have back in the day. So like my public domain how-to course, I have these audio files off my Radio Shack tape player, so we got them digitalized. And I also have a workbook that I found in the archives from that course. And I'm making a one pager that's the public domain how-to, and it's a one pager with my four or five audio tracks, my PDF, and it's like, it's all there. Now it's a one pager that I have. And I'm doing that with my affiliate bootcamp. I'm doing it with my underachiever seekers. I'm doing it with microcontinuity. I'm doing it with like everything I've ever created in the past forever. I'm trying to put it into these little one pagers. And I'm deleting the stuff that's not relevant, like things that were very focused on, you know, the search engine algorithms at the time or whatever. But I'm trying to find all the times I talked or teached or whatever, and I'm putting it into these one pagers. Now you may be thinking, Russell, why would you do that? That's a whole ton of stuff that, like, are you going to sell that? And the answer is probably not. But I can use these things for bonuses. I can use them for affiliate contests. I can use them for bribes. I can use them for lead magnets. I can use them for all sorts of stuff. Like, how many of you guys right now, after I launch my, after we do our big, my first public domain launch I'll be doing later this year, around a whole bunch of cool Napoleon Hill stuff I found, when I launch that and you see the process. And I think pretty conservatively we'll make at least $1 million on the initial rollout to our list. After I do that, if I came back and said, do you guys know that 20 years ago is the first time I learned about public domain? And now 20 years later, I did a launch with some old stuff I found on eBay. We made $1 million in a day or a week or whatever it ends up being, right? Like, how many of you guys like to hear the original time I taught this 20 years ago? I was awkward. I was shy, but I had the actual audio files from my tape player that I got from Radio Shack. And I have the original PDF, and there's a couple parts that are outdated, but who here would want that course? Like, it's amazing. Okay, I'll give you that course if you register for my webinar where I'm going to teach you guys about public domain. Or if you sign up for the Napoleon Hill thing, as a bonus, I'm going to give you this course that's going to show you how I found these public domain things and how I turned them into derivative works, right? But now it's a bonus I can use, right? And now I have, I think we created like 25 or 31 pages of things in the past that I have that literally, now that I have these things, I can republish them. I can give them as bonus. I can do like anything I want. Like, let's say Dean and Tony wanted me to promote something. I could look at my one pagers and be like, oh, here's three cool one pagers from old events I did that no one's seen in 20 years that is amazing. I can bundle this together. I can add this together. I can, you know, next time I'm creating an offer for one of my books, I can be like, oh, here's my new book coming out. Oh, here's three one pagers I created from an event 10 years ago that would actually be really cool as bonuses. And also, like, I can start stacking and creating things very, very quickly, very, very rapidly, right? And anyway, so I wanted to share it with you guys because there's times, like even now, like for example, last summer, my kids were at scout camp, my twins, and they asked me, the church asked me if I'd go up and if I'd speak to the kids about goal setting. And so I went up there and I spent 90 minutes talking to these kids about goal setting. And it was, anyway, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I'm really proud of it. Like, it was a fire presentation. Like, it was good. The kids were like motivated, they're going crazy. And I was in my elements, I'm trying to show off to my kids and all these kind of things. And when it was done, I was like, oh, I wish I would have recorded that. Like, how cool of a bonus would that have been if I was like, hey, you know, when I launched my new public domain book and be like, hey, or not my new public domain, my personal development book that's coming out someday if I ever have a chance to write it. And that book comes out and like, hey, you get this book. Plus, one time I did a summer camp for my kids, and this was my one shot to sit in front of my kids and teach them like how to have goals and how to have success and all kind of stuff. And the presentation was amazing and blah, blah, blah. And I recorded it. Whoever wants the audio recording of that session, it is my kids, right? And their friends at scout camp. Like, that would be an amazing bonus I could have included. You know, and there's so many other times where like, I had teams, meetings with my team or other things. I was like, oh, I wish I would have recorded more things like this. And so I'm sharing this with you guys because I want you to get in the mindset of like, you need to be recording everything you're doing, right? Every phone call, every consult, every time you're talking to somebody, every time you know, somebody comes in, like every time you're in a unique situation where we're at an event and we're in a hotel room talking about this thing, and I pulled my phone out and recorded it because it's amazing, and now it's become this like underground bonus that nobody else can get anywhere in the world, right? And anyway, it's just powerful. So this is like reminding me to like be more intelligent about capturing myself and capturing my conversations. As you guys know, I record most of my stuff here on my iPhone. And I just talk right, and people always ask me, what mic do you use? Like, I literally just talk into my phone. There's no mic. But if you do want, there's a little iPhone lav mic on Amazon for like $20 or something. And it plugs into your phone, and it has a little thing, and you can clip on a thing, and it makes the audio even better. But you could do that. Have a little thing. Keep it in your pocket. In fact, I have one in my backpack. Keep it in your pocket, your backpack or whatever. And then when you're at a dinner and you're having a cool conversation about whatever your topic is, be like, wait, real quick, let's record this. Plug it in. Okay. Now say that again, and then get, you know, capture this whole thing. And also now you have this secret unedited audio file from the dinner where your friend explained to you that blah blah blah, like the thing that was the, you know, the thing that changed everything for you or whatever it is. Like literally could be. In fact, one of my friends, Matt Basak, I remember back in the day, he had this free plus shipping CD, and it was called Pillow Talk. And it was him and his wife sitting in bed talking about their business, and he just recorded it. And it's like, oh, and it was this amazing thing where it was just him and his wife talking about business, and it became a free plus shipping offer that crushed it, right? Like how many different things like that? You could be in an airplane and, you know, reading or listening to podcasts, have an idea, and then you sneak into the bathroom, then plug in your phone, like, hey, I'm on the airplane bathroom right now. I just learned this cool thing. I'm so excited. I had to hide here to explain it to you because I wanted to make sure I had it top of mind before I forgot it. And then it's like the lost airplane bathroom interview, lost bathroom secrets, something, you know, 30,000 feet in the air, the biggest thing that was so powerful. I recorded this for my kids. I didn't want to lose it, right? And it's just easy to make these hooks. Anyway, so think about that, because as you're recording yourself, even if you're not going to use it right now, like you can start using these things for so many different ways, right? People always tell me, like, I created my product, Russell, like, what should I include as a bonus? And then they're like trying to go create a bonus and trying to figure out things. And it's like, man, if you would have been documenting these things while you were doing it, like, there's a million bonuses, right? I said, I think we have 25 or 30 one pagers that we've been building over the last week and a half, 2 weeks of just old stuff that I have. And there's way more. I have way more things that we're going to be putting together and pulling more things together. But now I have all these things in a spot where, man, I can create an offer in a heartbeat. It takes me 5 seconds. I open a one pager, look at my list of here's all of Russell's one pagers. Like, oh, cool. I'm going to do a bonus. I'm going to give you this and this and this and this if you come to my live event. I'm going to do this, this, this if you buy my course. I'm going to, you see how fast I can do that now? Because I have the recordings of these amazing things and then the story behind the recording, why it's so awesome. I wish Napoleon Hill would have done more of that. I wish Dan Kennedy would have done more of that so I wouldn't have to go and search for these things. But for you and for me, we can do that today, right now. So there you go. There's the feedback. Start recording everything you do. And it can be audio. It could be video. It could be written. It could be text. I don't care. Do those things. I mean, even right now, like, think about stuff you've already published. Like, we went and found Dan Kennedy. He published a blog post for years, and then their site went down and it was no longer available. So we literally went back to the Wayback Machine, which shows snapshots of the old website. We had someone go through all of Dan Kennedy's old blog posts that he literally wrote himself. We copied and pasted them all. And now if you go to magneticmarketing.com and click on blog, those are literally blog posts from Dan back in the day that we found in the archives and posted there for you guys, because it's like, oh, here's the gift. Like, it's, oh, there's just so much cool stuff you can do, like, by, from all the things you're creating, right? So just remember that as you're talking, you are creating, and you can record it, and you know, you can not record it and it's gone forever, or you can record it and it can live on and be used to benefit you over and over and over and over again. So there you go. Record everything, get a mic, or just use your phone or whatever, but just start capturing stuff. You never know how or when you're going to use it, but maybe you could use it. I would have never known 20 years ago when I recorded my public domain course that it's now going to be the sexiest thing. I guarantee all you guys want to buy that from me now, right now, don't you? Admit it. You want to buy it. You want a free copy. You'll register for a webinar. You'll buy a product if I give that to you, won't you? Admit it. If you will, let me know. That way I can put it together, make some offer. Anyway, okay, that's all I got. I'm going to bounce. I am so tired. I only slept 30 minutes last night. So if I sound tired or maybe I'm talking too fast or if I'm confusing at all, that's probably why. But the day's over. I'm going to go home and get some rest. So I appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. And we will talk to you soon. Oh, P.S. Before you hang up, do you guys know that Funnel Hacking Live is like 6 months away? I've been calling speakers today all day and it's getting exciting. So depending on when you're listening to this, if you go to funnelhackinglive.com, you can get tickets there. And if depending when you listen, the sales page might be up with all the speakers, but this year's event is going to be insane. It's gonna be different than any other event in the past in a really cool way. I think you guys are gonna love it. So that's all I got. I appreciate you all, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff, and be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to two marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.